This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Have you gotten those emails from your favorite car dealership offering to please, pretty please, buy back your car at top dollar given their shortage of cars to sell? Okay, but where are you going to find a replacement vehicle? Amid pandemic distortions and the shortage of microprocessors used in cars, vehicles for sale are in short supply, which is not terrible for some car dealers, as KCRW's Benjamin Gottlieb explains.
Theo Eberts is the general sales manager at Vista, Ford, and Lincoln in Woodland Hills. It's in western L.A. County.
Anyone that's in the car business that says they're not having a record year is probably lying to you.
Eberts says he usually has somewhere between 5 to 600 cars for sale, new and used. But right now, his total inventory is only 100. Sales numbers are lower than usual, but it doesn't matter.
We're seeing higher profits. We're making more money on less cars.
And the dealership can't sell cars fast enough.
There's literally been bidding wars on cars. You know, people come in and we get two or three people working on the same car. And from a dealer's point of view, it's like, listen, we're here to make money. So whoever wants to pay the most for the car gets a car.
Especially for some models. Take the new Ford Bronco SUV. Retro, almost Jeep-like body. It is really hot right now.
We're asking $30,000 over for the Broncos, especially the regular Broncos are $30,000 over. The first editions could go $40,000 to $50,000 over, and we're getting it.
Over asking price.
Over MSRP. So a $60,000 Bronco will sell for $100,000.
This market is no fun for folks like Zoe Rosenberg, who lives in L.A. She started shopping for a lease back in August.
And at the time, prices seemed very normal.
So she waited until November when she went back to look.
And the same car had gone up by like $200 a month for a lease.
But how long is this going to last? Ryan Mattis is the vice president of market research at IC Insights. He's been providing data about the semiconductor industry for 25 years.
Maybe it's not going to be until 2023 where we start seeing some return to a more supply-demand balance.
That's because, Mattis says, many automotive manufacturers canceled their orders for computer chips early in the pandemic. And with demand for those tiny circuits high, it's simply taking time to catch up. In Los Angeles, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb for Marketplace.